Hey y'all, it's your girl Geneva Jewel, and welcome to the She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM. This is the place for women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today's guest is Jamila Smith, who was born and raised in Chester, Pennsylvania. She has earned her bachelor's degree in finance and her MBA in marketing. Jamila is currently pursuing her doctorate degree in organizational leadership at Wilmington University. She is a servant leader, a mentor, and a development coach with 18 years of leadership experience. So this morning, I want you guys to help me welcome her. So good morning, Jamila, and how are you doing today?
Good morning, Geneva. I'm doing pretty great. I can't complain.
Good. That's very, very good to hear. So Jamila is also, which is one of the things that interested me, she is the president and founder of a nonprofit called Journey Unveiled. So Jamila, can you let us know, you can tell us all about Journey Unveiled, but can you let me know like how you got started? You know, was it something that you knew you were born to do, or is it something that just came along as your life progressed?
It literally was something that came along as my life progressed. I always fell into the role of mentoring, whether it was a peer or a young girl. But actually, you know, really growing up in the city of Chester, I moved out when I was in my early 20s. And my goal was to always come back and give back to the city. And so that's where I established a nonprofit at. And that's where my focus is for, you know, youth girls and young women in underserved areas in the tri-state area. So it's just something that literally grew as I grew as a woman.
Okay. That's very good. So, my son's father mm-hmm. was unfortunately, he was, you know, murdered in Chester. So I actually used to live in Chester, and I used to work in Chester as well. So the thing that you do with the young girls, do you have programs? I know right now with COVID, we're, you know, we're kind of not doing anything, you know, one-on-one, but can you tell us maybe of like a service that you offer, or a service or a community program that you've done in the past, just in case somebody wants to collaborate with you? Because I know I do.
Definitely. Well, first, let me just offer my condolences to, you know, the loss of your child's father. That's something that we, you know, unfortunately see more and more of. But in regards to Journey Unveiled, I will tell you that we were able to flip and transition into a virtual mode.
Nice.
So actually, we are meeting with them still once a month. So basically, Journey Unveiled was developed and initiated meeting with the girls once a month. We have anywhere from 10 to 15 girls every second to third Saturday of the month, depending on what we're doing. Okay. And our goal is to really just educate them and to give them take them outside of the environment that they're in and let them know that there's more to life than what they see every day.
Yeah.
But you know, some of the things that we've done last year, it was a whole program. I'll start with the initial year. The whole program was just empowering your journey, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so important for young girls to understand that they have the power to decide where they will go in life. And so that was what our first year was about, really driving that and instilling that into them through programs about self-worth, peer pressure, you know, bullying in school, and how to overcome some of the obstacles that they face as teenagers. You know, in today's society, it's different than when we were teenagers. And we took them to place, we took them on a college tour to one of the colleges in DC. We took them to the African-American Art Museum in DC as well, which was definitely something that they really enjoyed. So just offering adventures like that, and then meeting with them monthly to discuss things that empower their mind.
Okay, good. I think that's very, that's awesome. So one thing for me is when I was younger, I kind of wish I had like an empowerment program. So I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Which is another like kind of like underserved area. But my parents worked really, really hard. So I went to like small private schools, but a lot of my family members were like in and out of jail and, you know, on drugs and stuff like that. And I was able kind of like to stay out of it because my mom sheltered me through certain things, but I still have, you know, had those experiences because of, you know, my family. And I think that it's great what you're doing, because a lot of young girls turn into grown women who don't know their self-worth, and then it just transitioned into their children as well. So with the journey of Veiled, I think one of my questions too is, how do young women find out about the program? Like, is it online? Are you like going to schools, or, you know, how do you get the word out there, especially for someone who wants to start some type of program like this in their city or state?
Yep. So initially it was really homegrown, right? Our board members, Rashida Lee, okay, and Tanira Willis, they are, you know, we're from all from the city of Chester, okay, and we have some presence in Delaware as well. So we have girls from Chester and Delaware, you know, Swarthmore, just, you know, all in the tri-state area. And so basically it was literally word of mouth, social media blasts on Facebook and Instagram. And we do have a website, journeyunveiled.org. And so we post a lot of our pictures and information on there. A lot of our marketing is done through Facebook. I'll be very honest, I'm still getting caught up on Instagram, so we are slowly moving there as well. But a lot of it is through word of mouth, through friends, and, you know, just hitting the ground hard to let them know that we're there. And we offer our program, you know, like I said, the second or third Saturday of every month, depending on what we're doing, at Sanai Dior's ballroom. So, you know, we're able to leverage that space for a safe and secure space for the girls to come in, you know, really learn and grow together as young girls.
As young girls. Okay. All right. So we're going to just take a quick break for a quick commercial, and then we will be right back with Jamila, because I'm excited to keep talking. All right, y'all, hold on for one moment. We'll be right back. All right. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This is still the place for women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today's guest is Jamila Smith, and she is an avid learner. She's currently pursuing her doctorate degree, and she is the founder and president of her own nonprofit called Journey Unveiled, which I learned before the break, if you were listening, that it is a program for young women in underserved areas, and she's currently in the city of Chester, Pennsylvania. So when we were on the break, we were just talking about some different things, and I like the fact that as African-American women, we are, you know, educated. So Jamila, I wanted to ask you, what made you decide to pursue your doctorate degree? Because that's not an easy task. And can you let us know what made you pursue it? And then what things do you have to push through, you know, to get to the place where you want to be in your educational field?
Yeah. Pursuing my education, I am a lifelong learner, for sure. I've learned that over the course of my last 10 years of growing into the woman that I am today. Being a single mother, I didn't go the traditional route for my bachelor's or my master's degree, or, you know, I'm not really the traditional route for my doctorate degree. It definitely was hard. Initially, I wasn't looking to pursue a doctorate degree. I was going back for a second master's, and then I had a mentor, and also was my manager at the time. Said to me, "This is not what I was going for my master's for." She was like, "This was not what you are all about." And she encouraged me to find something that really I was passionate about, and that I could utilize as I grew and what I was doing in my nonprofit and at work and as a development coach. And so I saw this program at Wilmington University, and I was like, okay, I think this is it. But I say today a lot, like, if I knew then what I know now, it is definitely a journey. I'm in my dissertation phase right now, and it is a journey.
It is. And I'll say the same thing. So I was a single mom as well, of two kids. And I think for me, when I went into something because I knew I wanted to make some money, and I was like, I need to make it, you know, a legal way, and I wanted to make a lot so I could take care of these kids. So when I did I could have went straight to RN, but I went LPN first, and then I went to RN, and then now, you know, I got to go to the next route to get, you know, my next degree. And I think it's just a part of, you know, your journey. Some people don't start out and, you know, we know what we want to do as soon as we get out of high school. You know, it takes us some time, but we still can get to the place where, you know, we're self-sufficient in what we want. And then we, again, being a lifelong learner, I think is key as a woman, and being open and not letting, oh, I was a single mom, determine, you know, what my future holds. Because even as a woman is born to birth, so we can do things that we, you know, we don't ever imagine as long as we keep going.
100% agree. 100% agree. You know, I was pregnant at 16 with my first child, and, you know, I thought the world was crumbling around me, but God had a different purpose for my life. Mm-hmm. And I look back today and say everything that I've gone through to where I am today was definitely His will and His purpose, because that's another way that I'm able to give back as a mentor and as a development coach, because I've experienced so many things, and I've been where our young girls are today and our young women are today. And so, and then, you know, sometimes being the only African-American woman in the room is definitely something that I've experienced. So being a lifelong learner and continuing to just develop as a woman and grow is something that I know is God's purpose for my life.
Yes. So now here's the thing too, about with our, since we have, we'll have women who are listening to us, you know, who may be single, maybe they don't have any children yet, but they know that where they're going, they may be the only African-American woman in the room. What would you say to them? Like, what advice would you give to them, for the naysayers or for the looks that, you know, are not so good towards them?
Basically, I would say to them, you know what, stand in who you know you are. Mm-hmm. You know, we are intelligent African-American women who bring something to the table, and know that, you mm-hmm. know, walk in the room understanding that and own that for yourself. Don't allow any looks, any stares, any comments, any snarks, or any type of intimidation to allow you to stumble through your journey, because you're in that room because you were designed to be in that room. And that's what I tell myself all the time. You know, I've had some amazing women coming along in my life and some amazing people in my journey and career that have helped me to understand that, because I wasn't always there. I wasn't always that confident. And, you know, there have been times in my life where I've had to stumble back to stumble forward. But, you know, just recognizing that I have the confidence, I have the education, I have just as much, if not more, mm-hmm. to offer than, you know, as those that are in the room with me.
Exactly. And I love that. Don't, you said, you're in that room because you were designed to be in that room.
Exactly.
We're going to put that on one of your images for this one, because that's really good. I took a trauma class in Delaware. It's for trauma-informed practices. So that it's usually for educators, like teachers who are teaching children ages 0 to 8. And what it basically taught us was that in the years 0 to 8, that's your foundational year. So whatever you learn, what things you go through, how you cope with things, that determines how you react as an adult. And I was like, dang, my daughter is 9. So I need to go back, you know, and try and set some foundational things. But I think that as a young woman and for what you're doing, that if we have these programs where we can even teach our young women before they even decide to have children, how important it is to raise someone, and how your mindset goes, is because the way you think between those years 0 to 8, again, it can affect you as an adult in your workplace, and you won't even realize it because you're like, well, why am I having issues with this person, or why am I having issues with my boss? It may not even be them. It's just the way that maybe they're talking, or, you know, some things that you haven't realized that were in your past that have caused you to think a certain way. And it may, you know, intimidate you. But again, in that moment, you're designed to be in that room. In that moment, you're designed to be that leader that you are. And I think that's another great area that we can instill some wisdom into our ladies and into our culture. Mm-hmm. I think that's
100%. Yeah. You know, the Journey Unveiled's mission is to really eliminate barriers, empower mm-hmm. vision, and educate the mind and spirit of our girls, right? And yeah. And I 100% agree, right, that, you know, those beginning years of up to 8 is really critical. But I think every year a child's life, a young girl's life, is critical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, you know, you shouldn't start looking at college. We don't start looking at college until we're in like 10th and 11th grade. Mm-hmm. Danny and Belle, we want our girls to be having their mind empower themselves to say, I'm looking at colleges now, yes. Right? I can continue to grow and learn and leverage whatever education I can get at that time. So while you're right that it's that time from 0 to 8, mm-hmm. that, you know, you can really build your foundation. I've learned as I've grown, you know, from a young girl to where I am now, that you are continually building that foundation.
Exactly.
You're continually learning. You're continually growing. And the more you do that, the more you come into yourself, the more you are able to identify your journey, and the more you're able to stay focused on it.
Exactly. And even if you haven't had those foundational years built correctly, you still can learn where you are, just like you said. So what age range do you start with Journey Unveiled, Jamila?
We start from, our teen girl program is from 12 to 17 years old. And then we are looking to develop our young women program, which will be from 18 to 29. And we haven't gotten to that point of the young women yet. We were actually breaking that out this year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, circumstances in our world has prevented us from doing that thus far. But the 12 to 17 year old girls, teenage girls, is where we're focused at the most right now.
Okay. Very, very good. So I think too, with the 12 to 17 year olds, I think I heard a lot about you saying the development coach in you, and your response that came out in that answer, because you were like, you know, I also think that, you know, after age 8, you know, we still want our girls to know, you know, what is it that you want to do, so they can look at the colleges and then start preparing, right? One of my favorite quotes is preparation breeds prosperity. So if we're, you know, not rushing in 11th to 12th grade to figure out what I want to do and which college I want to go to and find funding, you know, mm-hmm. we're able to do those things beforehand and then think about, you know, which tracks maybe you want to go through in high school, or which school you want to go to, period, in high school, so that you can, you know, have the right trajectory. Just like for your doctorate, you know, you had to choose the one that was best fitting for you and what you're doing now. And I think that organizational learning and leadership and innovation is definitely what you're doing. So I think these young ladies have a great leader to show them. And I just think this is, you know, just a great program.
Thank you. Like, continual investment. That's what it's all about, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody looked at me, you know, after I had my first child, after I had my second child, and said, you know, basically helped to instill in me, like, I'm still worth investing in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in our environment, you know, we stumble and, you know, we get knocked down. And sometimes we need that person to reach back and pull us up. And because somebody did that for me, you know, that's my purpose in life, is to do that for every young girl that I'm able to come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So when we come back, we're going to talk about I'm still worth investing in, because I like what you just said there. And then we're going to end the show on that note. But make sure you get ready, guys, because Jamila's going to give her information again about where she can be reached and how you can participate and give back to Journey Unveiled. All right, we'll be right back. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. I'm still here talking with the founder of Journey Unveiled, Jamila Smith. And when we went on break, the last thing that she had mentioned was letting people know that they are still worth investing. So Jamila, how do you, in reference to the young girls, can you give us like one area that you let them know that they're still worth investing in? Because in the beginning, you mentioned that self-worth is one of the things that you teach them. So how do you do that with the girls? Because I think for women too, we need that, grown women, not only young women.
Yeah, we've done a lot of different activities with them, vision boards. This year we're helping them create I am statements, basically brand statement to say who they are and who they want to become in the future. Yeah. And they're, you know, they did a vision board last year of, you know, like what does their career look like? You know, what does their future look like? And this vision board is more going to be around them and who they are and who they're becoming as a young woman and a person. So that those are a couple of ways that we instill mm-hmm. that in our girls. You know, we want them to know that they are worthy, right? Yes. You know, we want them to know that, you know, in spite of the experiences, the systemic experiences that they've had, the social barriers, you mm-hmm. know, that they've experienced in their life and in their environment, that they still have passion and purpose, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to be a sustainable resource for them. And this isn't just, you know, we come to you with one program and then, you know, you go about your business. My goal and my board's goal and those who volunteer with us is really to do this on a continual basis.
Yeah.
We started off for 6 months. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for 9 months, and now we just announced that we will be meeting with the girls every single month this year.
Okay.
And also initiating a one-on-one mentor session with each girl in my program, specifically with me.
Okay, I love that. So what do you think about, so we will have some adult women listening. Do you think that we should do I am statements as well? I know I got a whole bunch, okay?
Definitely. Listen, create your I am statements, post them, put them on your phones, put them as screensavers. You want to continually remind yourself, right, of who you are and what you are becoming and, you know, in spite of what society says you should be. You know, as you say, you're a single mother. I was a single mother at a very young age. And so society had me pinned as, you know, being something other than what I knew I was capable of being. So those mm-hmm. I am statements help you to stand firm on who you are, and it reminds you to continue to invest in yourself.
Yes, good. I love that. To continue to invest in yourself. I love that too. So can you, I have one more question for you, but before we ask that last question, can you let us know again how we can reach you, or how we can reach, well, I know if we find Journey Unveiled, we're going to find you. So how can we find Journey Unveiled on the internet?
Yeah. I apologize. A couple of ways, right? We are on Instagram at Journey Unveiled. We are on Facebook, Journey Unveiled. We have our website, journeyunveiled.org. And if you want to send me a message or an email, you can send it to info@journeyunveiled.org.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to repeat that for y'all at the end. But my last question for you, because I don't even want to make it my last. I feel like we need to do another one. I got to get you back on for another episode. But what I wanted to ask you, and I asked all of my, you know, my guests, the one question, because it's the She's Equipped podcast, so I really want women, young girls, you know, even older women, if they listen, to be equipped. And I think my lesson, or my learning from you today, what I got out of it is that, you know, no matter what you've been through or how you started, you know, you can become a president of something. You can create something that gives back to your community. We could be the change agent and stop complaining about what we don't have and become the person who gives back so that we have the resources that we need in our community. So my question for you is, what area do you want to stay the most equipped in your life? What area would you say?
I would say, I have a saying, change equals challenge, challenge equals opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I want to stay the most equipped is that no matter what change comes my way, that I'm always standing firm on who I am to stay equipped for whatever God's purpose is in my life.
Amen. I like, look at it. We about to go to church. Yes, I love that. I love that. So you stay focused on whatever God has for you. You want to stay equipped in that area. I think
no matter what the change is,
change equals challenge and challenge equals opportunity. I love that. And I think that was a last week on my previous guest, I think that was one of the things she said too. She said she wants to stay equipped with her faith so that whatever comes, it doesn't shake or rattle her, like she's still able to push through. And I think as women, we're just born to push, you know what I mean? And, you know, regardless of what happens, I know sometimes we might get emotional, but, you know, that's just the way we're wired, but we still can birth things, and we still will.
Bring passion.
Mm-hmm.
So don't lose that, because in that emotion derives passion and purpose, so you don't want to lose that.
You don't want to lose that. Look here, I'm telling you, Jamila's gonna be back, y'all, for our next season for sure. That's my asking. She'll be back next season when we do season two of She's Equipped podcast. But I just want to remind you, so on Instagram it's at Journey Unveiled. On Facebook is Journey Unveiled as well. If you would like to, her website is journeyunveiled.org. Is that correct?
That's okay. Correct.
And then if you want to send her an email, you can send an email to info@journeyunveiled.com.
Dot org, excuse me.
info@journeyunveiled.org. Okay. So Jamila, I just want to say thank you again for being here with me this morning. I thank you all for listening to the She's Equipped podcast, where I introduce you to women who are equipped in their own wisdom. And as Jamila shared with us today, you learned that they will share their gems with you. Me and Jamila talked about how we can stay equipped as women, how she equips young women to know that they are still worth an investment no matter what society has them thinking or what their circumstances may currently say. You ladies and everyone who is listening, if you would like to purchase my book, His Beloved, which is a devotional to help you renew, transform, and prosper your life, you can do that at www.genevajewel.com. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, please send us an email at thesheesequippedpodcast@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Instagram at Geneva Jewel. Again, thank you for listening, and until next time, excuse me, I advise you to walk in your wisdom, own your worth, and create your own table. I'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.